The row over the so-called Bethlehem Sanatorium exhibit at the Royal Perth Show has now reached Britain, where the original Bethlehem or Bedlam Hospital is located. The exhibit features actors pretending to be disturbed psychiatric patients from centuries ago when they were displayed as a public spectacle. Founded in the Middle Ages as St. Mary of Bethlehem, what became known as Bedlam still exists as the modern Bethlehem Psychiatric Hospital. Now, its chief administrator is demanding that the Perth show scrap the opening of the exhibit this weekend, from Perth Anna Vito reports.
It was billed as a bit of fun. People looking for a thrill at this year's Royal Perth Show would be able to wander through an exhibit including 20 actors pretending to be psychotically ill. But condemnation of the planned Bethlehem Sanatorium exhibit is now coming thick and fast from around Australia and the world. Dr. Matthew Patrick is the chief executive of the UK's National Health Service for South London and Maudsley, which looks after the modern-day Bethlehem Royal Hospital. He wrote an open letter to the Agricultural Society demanding the exhibit be cancelled.
The ride is deeply offensive, stigmatises mental illness and reinforces negative stereotypes about mental health. It fosters discrimination and promotes the perception of scary mental health patients, which will undoubtedly deter people from seeking the help they need.
In the 18th century, Bethlehem, or Bedlam as it became known, was notorious for treating its seriously ill patients as a tourist attraction, allowing the public to view and taunt the psychotically ill. Dr. Patrick says these days the 800-year-old institution is an international centre for excellence in mental health services.
The Bethlehem has a long history, but is also a real place, with real patients who are experiencing real illness. We ask that you cancel this ride so that it is not included in the show and does not cause detriment to our hospital, staff, and most importantly, to our patients and other people with mental health difficulties.
Mental health advocates from around Australia have echoed that call. Frank Quinlan is the chief executive of Mental Health Australia.
It just seemed to me almost beyond belief that in this day and age, we would see people perpetuating stereotypes and images of people who experience mental illness.
Why is it so harmful? Why couldn't, if people are bothered by it, just stay away from it?
I think the main concern is this business of perpetuating the sort of idea that mental illness is something abhorrent and something that affects others and something that we should be frightened of. Mental illness is something that we are all close to. One in five Australians experience a mental illness every year.
SANE Australia's chief executive Jack Heath says Australia has made huge strides in reducing stigma for depression and anxiety in recent years, and he's shocked the Royal Show thought the exhibit was appropriate.
We were profoundly disappointed, and we must say surprised at the same time. We had thought that these sorts of attitudes or making jokes about these sorts of things had been put to bed, you know, 10, 20 years ago. So a great surprise to us. For people who've had loved ones who've been affected by severe mental illness, or even for people who may have been involved in institutions in the past, those people are profoundly concerned and upset with it.
The Royal Agricultural Society originally refused to back down on the Bethlehem Sanatorium exhibit, saying it had nothing to do with mental illness and was simply a thrill attraction in the mould of a traditional haunted house. But in the face of growing concern, the organising committee announced it would meet in Perth late today to discuss the issue. A decision on the fate of the Bethlehem Sanatorium is expected later this evening.
Anna Vido.